With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his country will now recognize a Palestinian state. That move aligns with recent signals from leaders in France, Britain, and Canada. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's no starvation policy going on for Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war. But our policy has been the exact opposite. We let in, as I said, almost 2 million tons of aid and sent millions of text messages, millions of phone calls to Gazans to get out of harm's way.
And he adds Israel will protect itself.
Look, maybe some choose to forget October 7th. We will not forget what happened. And we will do whatever it takes to defend our country and defend our people, defend our future. We will win the war, with or without the support of others.
President Trump will be meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin Friday in Alaska. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ukrainian President Zelensky rejects the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. His weekend comments follow President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. For several weeks, Donald Trump has expressed frustration with Russian President Putin, but the two will meet face-to-face on Friday in Alaska to discuss the conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Really rough weather in parts of the middle part of America over the weekend. Flash flooding in Wisconsin. Several states have had water rescues, power outages, and road closures. And now forecasters say it's not over. They're predicting repeated rounds of heavy rain, possibly isolated tornadoes Monday in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, "When Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing that, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, the chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president says the U.S. will not let men steal trophies and medals from women. This is SRN News. A new report says ChatGPT has loopholes that can give harmful advice to teenagers.
New research from the watchdog group Center for Countering Digital Hate says that when teens consulted with ChatGPT about destructive behaviors, such as getting drunk or high, concealing eating disorders, or even composing a suicide letter, the chat robot gave harmful advice more than half the time. The group says ChatGPT typically provided warnings against risky activity, but when the person stated the information was for a presentation or a friend, there were no guardrails. I'm Donna Warder.
Tragedy in Charles County, Maryland. Authorities say four children and two adults have been killed in a house fire. Authorities say one person did manage to escape that blaze early Sunday morning. At one point, 70 firefighters were on hand to douse the flames. More details at srnnews.com.